Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it'll be partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high around 77. Kenosha right now, the temperature is 66, 63 in Burlington, 65 in Milwaukee, and 66 in Racine. Could be a whole bunch of rain heading our way. Southeast Wisconsin might get between 1 inch and 1.5 inches over the next few days, according to the weather forecasters. Far better, actually, than some folks in other parts of the state. National Weather Service predicting some pretty heavy rain across a good portion of Wisconsin. Right now, the models show metro Milwaukee with up to maybe 1.5 inches. The Madison area, 2 inches possibly, and the Cross area, they could get up to 3 inches of rain by the end of Thursday, the forecast indicating it could get nasty in some areas. Mount Pleasant Public Works employee went to Fraidert Hospital with life-threatening injuries after being struck by a car on the job on Green Bay Road at Shirley Avenue. The worker was outside of his truck in a reflective vest, according to police, when it happened. 55-year-old driver of the offending car from Mount Pleasant was cooperative. They say that alcohol did not appear to be a factor. The Wisconsin State Patrol's Accident Reconstruction Unit is helping to investigate. 18-year-old Jamari Cook of Kenosha gets 9 years in prison for his role in the death last year of Olivia McKay on the city's lakefront. The 17-year-old McKay killed by Daniel Tate, who was sentenced to life in prison without a chance at parole. Cook, pleading guilty to helping hide the body, found along a roadside in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader saying he was stunned at Cook's indifference in the case. Meanwhile, the family of Olivia McKay is going to hold a fundraiser at 4127th Avenue in Kenosha this Saturday to try and continue building a memorial scholarship for helping other students involved in international studies. McKay had studied 3 languages at Indian Trail High School and Academy, had saved money from 2 jobs to take a trip to China. Her family hopes the scholarship fund gets to the level of maybe creating a foundation in her memory. Well, the rezoning of some land just south of Gateway Technical College in Kenosha is going to allow for the rebuilding of the Sim City for law enforcement training. It was approved by the city council last night. Gateway Foundation representative Mark Molinaro says that the site was originally designed to allow training exercises in a city-like setting, but it kind of got lost during a remodeling project. Just wasn't possible also to add the simulated training area into the original plans for projects with the Kennel Protective Services site.
We lost the ability to operate the SimCity facility within the campus building as it stood. So we are now going to, by the ability for the foundation to purchase this particular property, allows us not to recreate what we've been doing on campus or the college has been doing on campus for quite some time.
The rezoning, just the first step to getting all the permits for the new facility. Molinaro hoping the work can start up this fall. Former Kenosha Unified student suing the district in federal court claims repeated harassment by fellow classmates because he's gay and they got little help from administrators. Guadalupe Paredes said that harassment began in 3rd grade at Edward Bain School of Language and Art, continued at Harborside Academy and at Reuther, and by the time he got to Tremper High School, says he needed psychiatric treatment. Paredes seeking compensatory damages from the school district and 5 either current and or former administrators. Well, tearing down the closed Lake Park Fire Station and the cost to build a new EMS-only facility, both on the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee agenda for later today. The lakeside building would be taken down, the adjoining park expanded. The new Rescue Squad project, well, that came in way over budget. Committee will be talking about an amendment to that budget, possibly a contract for a Racine company connected with that. In the Village of Caledonia, the proposed 2019 budget includes a new administrator in the 2nd quarter.
The worst kept secret in village history is that I'm retiring in April of next year. I've listed it under challenges only because I've had to budget for an appropriately compensated administrator, including Wisconsin retirement and insurance, so that increase the cost for your next administrator.
That's Tom Christensen, whose successor may get a total compensation package near $150,000. He talked to the Board of Trustees about the budget and different components of it, like health care, hoping to get that down to a 0 increase, and also tax incremental district debt repayment needing another $250,000. November 5th will be the budget public hearing, the final vote by the Village Board that night, determining the tax rate. 7 o'clock tonight is the Racine Common Council meeting. It'll be the first get-together since the passing of veteran Alderman Rady Hahn. A memorial is scheduled at the outset. August home sales in southeast Wisconsin dipping almost 1% from a year ago. Median prices up 3.6% to over $200,000. For the 8 months, the Wisconsin Realtors Association says there was a 1.8% sales decline plus a 6.2% jump in the median prices. As for the local numbers, here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A 7.2% jump in Kenosha County August home sales and 4.6% in Racine County, but down 0.7 in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose 3% in Kenosha, 5.8% in Milwaukee County, but fell 0.9 in Racine County. January through August showed Kenosha County sales of 3.6%, 0.5% in Milwaukee County, and down 3.2% in Racine County. Median prices over those 8 months increased 9.4% in Racine County and 6% in both Milwaukee and Kenosha counties. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Public now has a chance to see the design for the Wisconsin Valley Science and Technology Research Park in Mount Pleasant. There's a new sneak peek video out that's grabbing all kinds of attention. About 4 minutes long, a lot of background music and pictures, nobody talking in it. Three-dimensional visual imagery of what Foxconn is planning for areas 1, 2, and 3 of the new campus. And new managers of the Boston store say that three new stores, in fact, will be opening up in the Metro Milwaukee area this year, in addition to going online with access to name-brand merchandise. Two stores to open up in the city of Milwaukee, a third in Brookfield. Bonton now owns the Boston store name, not saying exactly where these new stores will be going or when they will be open, though likely in time for the holiday shopping season. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.